Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time for our weekly visit with our dear friend, Chris Powell. Writes for the journal Inquirer.com, which is where you can find all of his stuff. Morning, Chris. How are you?
Good, Ray. Thank you.
Oh, I've got a headache. I'm sorry. It's just... I do need a vacation. I really do. I've got to get away from this for a while.
I'm not exactly a cure for headaches.
No, you aren't. And we will talk about your latest piece of work, which is coming up. But a couple of things. I just wanted to point this out. As you know, the big story on many of the newscasts now, particularly on cable news, are the fires in the Amazon, correct?
Yep. That's right.
And it was a big topic at the G7. But this is from NASA. On August 16th, 2019, an analysis of NASA satellite data indicated that total fire activity across the Amazon basin this year has been close to the average in comparison to the last 15 years.
Well, that may be true, but I think they needed something at the G7 to... distract from the hysteria that is way above average in international affairs right now, so that's what they got.
What is the hysteria?
The hysteria is the conflicts, the international conflicts, the trade wars. A president who does not know the meaning of the word restraint.
Well, that is true. That it's made things more interesting, though, I've got to say.
It's interesting, but when you get interesting among people with nuclear weapons, it's.
Well, there is that. Yeah.
Hopeful.
Yeah, but I guess they had a climate meeting the last day, and he didn't even show up. So there's that.
Yeah, well, that's okay. Do you think he'd have made it better?
No, I don't think they're going to make it any better either.
Not,
thank
but, you.
But we'll talk about it in earnest, and it'll be good. Let's read some of your other things. Okay, please explain. Presuming to run the country, New Haven can't run itself.
Oh, this is a theme in the city, I'm afraid, Ray, that there's so many failures of public administration in New Haven, and yet virtually every day in New Haven brings a rally or a press conference by city officials about things that just have little relevance to the administration of the city of New Haven. The other day, the mayor was leading a rally about basically making New Haven a sanctuary city in all but name. She was
already
issuing an order to all city employees that nobody could ask anybody in New Haven about his immigration status, not just police and teachers. And meanwhile, more the same period, it was reported that the city was paying nearly $400,000 to a teacher with multiple sclerosis, whose access to her school building was cut off by really a vengeful new principal, and then it was reported that the city was paying nearly $400,000 to settle a lawsuit by a former building inspector who was suffering retaliation for exposing the wrongdoing of his boss, and then it was reported that the city school board was failing to try to get reimbursement from the suburbs, as much as $6 million for the magnet school students that the city takes in. And, the mayor was holding no rallies over this, but she's got a policy on, facilitating illegal immigration. Where's the concern in the administration about all this money they're spending for the failures of their public administration? I'll blame the people in New Haven themselves.
She's going to win again.
A, They suffered a 10% tax increase under the mayor last year, and you know, here's nearly $1 million in the lawsuits that they're paying off. There's more, another lawsuit, class action lawsuit going on right now about the city's failure to handle lead contamination and paint that's been causing illness in children. And you know, they're doing illegal immigration. Who's running the city of New Haven?
Well, there's an aphorism that's it's out there. I've read it over the past couple of days, and it's right. You know, if you see somebody on a local level, you know, whining about national issues and things like that, odds are there's something really wrong with their town. So they don't want to talk about that. We'll talk about issues that are completely out of our control.
Yeah, well, you know, illegal immigration is not completely outside of New Haven's control, but it's the federal government's responsibility. It's not the city government's responsibility. And there's some irony and hypocrisy in New Haven's position on illegal immigration, which, you know, has been since 2007 in their ID card program for illegals in New Haven. I think pretty hypocritical, because they're always complaining in New Haven about the lack of affordable housing. And at the same time, they're facilitating all this illegal immigration, which worsens the problem of affordable housing, at least for, you know, for citizens. It's really part of a campaign to devalue citizenship, Ray, and I fault the people in New Haven for really not examining it closely.
You know, I was into your article, and this goes back to that money that was not charged to suburban schools. They apparently just didn't bill them for it. Is that true?
They decided not to, and you know, there is a legitimate issue here. If you start charging the suburbs for the kids, they'll probably not send as many kids, and you want the immigration. On the other hand, New Haven's got chronic deficits in their budget. They need the money, and there's as much as $6 million at stake here, and they could have been asking for it a couple of years ago when a new law was passed. Finally, the superintendent wrote to the state education commissioner about it the other day, and yesterday the New Haven Independent reported the state education department does not want to let New Haven build the suburbs. I think that issue is going to continue. But, the suburbs are already getting money from the state for the kids they're sending to New Haven. And even if the suburbs don't want to pay to take their own kids back, the kids come back, they'll have to pay for them. So, nevertheless, this is a far more relevant issue to New Haven than, you know, trying to increase illegal immigration in the state.
And you know what? I can guarantee Tony Harp's up for re-election. She'll win.
She may win, but
no.
Justin Ellicker is supposedly running a very, very strong campaign.
That's
and
interesting.
Analysts down there think that it could be a very competitive primary.
Oh, well, that would be interesting. And of course, the primary is the general. So there you go. So it goes. Hey, Chris, good talking to you, buddy.
Thank you, Ray.
Have a good weekend.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.